今天晚上应该是侯传道在这边。
Originally it was Preacher Ho that was scheduled.
因为他代替我到尔湾去布道会。
Because he went to Irvine in my place.
因为在美国跟台湾的国情不一样。
In America it's a little different than in Taiwan.
所以我就不接这个布道的工作。
And so I didn't take on the evangelical work in Irvine this week.
刚刚算了一下，算了一下次数。
I was thinking about the number of times.
这一次晚间跟安息日聚会大概是在园林最多次。
And I think on Friday and Saturday services, I've been at Garden Grove the most.
唐弟兄也看到我就说又要讲成了集了。
Brother Tang, when he saw me, he says, "Oh, you must be talking about the series of It Is Finished."
变成注册商标，吹的嘛。
It became my own trademark.
那这几次当中，我们都可以看到耶稣成全的律法。
From these couple of studies, we've seen how Jesus fulfilled the laws.
因为在整个人类的历史来看
，From the history of mankind，
我们都会重视这种政治性的历史。
We often focus on the political history。
但其实对一个基督徒来说
，But actually for a Christian，
我们一定会感觉最深的就是从头到尾都是宗教史，宗教的历史。
But what leaves the deepest impression on us is from the beginning to end, it is the religious history.
所以圣经所写的历史涵盖非常的宽。
And so the breadth of the history in the Bible is broad.
我们绝对不要把眼光看成一般世人在看的这种观念。
And so let us not look at the history with the normal perspective as the people of the world.
从人类的开始一直到今天为止。
From the beginning of mankind until today.
其实真正问题都是宗教问题。
Many problems are religious problems.
那么影响这个人类历史最大的事情。
The things that have the greatest impact on human history.
也就是我们这几次所查考的。有关耶稣成全律法这件事情
，It is the thing that we have studied this time, which is concerning how Jesus fulfilled the laws.
那所以我们每个在座弟兄姐妹
，And so brothers and sisters sitting here today,
你对约翰福音的十九章耶稣成全律法这件事情应该要记忆很深才对。
You should have a John chapter 19, Jesus fulfilling the law should have a very deep impression upon you.
也许我们以前只注意到耶稣被钉十字架。
Perhaps in the past we only noticed how Jesus was crucified.
替我们流血。
He bled for us.
然后成全救恩。
And fulfilled salvation plan.
但是真正的成全是指什么来讲
？But what is the true fulfillment here?
我们也许就把它读过去就算了。
Perhaps we may have just read over it quickly.
但是呢，我们如果详细来看约翰福音的十九章这里所记载的
，But if we look carefully at John chapter 19 and what it records,
在二十八节、二十九节当中
，verse 28 and 29,
他就讲了两次的成了，
he says, twice that it is finished.
那么到三十六节再讲一次
，And he said it again in verse 36.
当然，后面这一次是约翰所讲的。
And of course, this time was spoken by John.
那么这他们两位在讲成了的时候
，So when they both said it is finished,
那个整个那个前后文都有不同的意义存在。
I had a different meaning from beginning to end.
耶稣讲的是成了，就是成全应验神的话。
Jesus says it is finished, meaning that he has fulfilled the words of God.
他所讲的成了，就是已经完成所有的预言了。
And the second time he said it is finished because he had completed all the prophecies.
约翰所讲的成了是见证耶稣完成这件事情。
And John says it is done or it is finished. He has finished, fulfilled witnessing what Christ has done.
第一次在这边查考的时候
，And the first time when we studied here,
就已经很详细的说明。
We have already explained this in detail.
等于是一个整个成了的这个内容的一个起头啊。
And so this is a beginning. Of the series of It Is Finished.
不要把它当作只是耶稣成全救恩的一个过程，不是这样而已啊。
Don't think of it as just a process that Jesus went through.
它其实影响整个人类的命运啊。
But it actually affected the fate of all mankind.
除了过去的律法书或是这些历史书。
besides the historical as well as the book of the laws,
不对的针对耶稣基督来宣告之外,
besides proclaiming about Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣到世间来, 他很清楚地表达,
when Lord Jesus came to this earth, he clearly demonstrated
他来的目的在哪里,
that what his purpose was of coming into this world,
完成律法,
it is to fulfill the laws.
所以一点一划都不可以毁去,
and so one, nor, not one jot or tittle would be taken away.
是一个开张明义就是要讲一个大大的内容，说一个起头啊，开张明义啊。
This was merely the beginning of what he was going to say.
所以我们对耶稣一开始讲这句话的时候，你就要特别注意到了。
And so when Jesus actually said these words, we should have paid attention to what he was saying.
主耶稣怎么来成全律法
？How did Jesus come to fulfill the law？
所以他每做一件事，或是每说一句话的时候
，Every time he did perform something or said something，
只要是跟旧约有关系的
，As long as it pertained to the Old Testament，
就从那边呢发展到新约来。
It would move over to the New Testament。
而且他在整个发展延续的过程当中
，And from this development，
他要把这个文字性的律法，文字我的。律法呢，提升作属灵的意义。
He take this text, the law in writing, and elevated it to have a spiritual meaning.
所以我们在过去不是就这边哈，在希律都那边查考了，就是有关耶稣成全的律法。
In the past, not only we study here, but also in Cerritos, how Lord Jesus fulfilled the laws.
非常多项啊。
As he did in many ways.
比如像割礼，他把它成全了。
For instance, he fulfilled circumcision.
那我们今天晚上呢，要讲的是幔子的问题，幔子布幔。
And tonight we want to talk about the veil.
那我们也知道幔子是会幕里面的一个东西啊。
We know that the veil is an item in the tabernacle.
这跟主耶稣有什么关系
？What does this have to do with Lord Jesus？
当我们对圣经熟的人就知道了。
Those who are familiar with the Bible would know.
我们来看一下希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrew.
第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews 10.
看十九节。
10 verse 19.
希伯来书十章十章十九节说。
Hebrews 10 verse 19.
说弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血。得以坦然进入至圣所，二十节，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。在这段简单的话语当中
，from these simple words，
已经很清楚地告诉我们每一个读者
，clearly tells the readers，
基督呢就是幔子的真相，
Lord,
真正的形象。
Lord Jesus is the true form image of the veil。
因为我们在看这段经文的时候呢，会注意到这幔子的问题。
When we study the scripture, we may come to the issue of the veil。
那你要了解幔子，就先要回去看这个。以色列百姓他们的会幕或是神殿的幔子。
When we study the veil, we need to go back and read about how the Israelites had the veil in the tabernacle.
那这个幔子是一个好像麻啦这种布料性的东西。
This veil was a type of cloth.
怎么会转移到耶稣的身上呢
？Why would it be turned onto Lord Jesus？
这个都是主耶稣成全的奥秘啊。
These are all the mysteries of how Lord Jesus fulfilled these things.
羔羊也是耶稣基督成全的。
We see the sacrificial lamb was also fulfilled by God.
大祭司也是基督成全的。
And the high priest was also fulfilled by Lord Jesus.
如果用大主耶稣成全大祭司，我们就比较容易了解。
And we can understand it better of Lord Jesus fulfilling the high priest.
人跟人的关系嘛。
Because it's a relationship between human beings.
大祭司是这个亚伦的后代。
The high priest is the
那主耶稣也是肉体的身体嘛，所以都是人嘛。都可以了解。
And Lord Jesus is also in the flesh, and so you can come to understand two different human beings.
那用羔羊，耶稣基督成全的羔羊，那也可以了解。
And we can also understand Lord Jesus fulfilling the sacrificial lamb.
耶稣就是大祭司，也可以了解。
And we can understand that Lord Jesus being the high priest.
所以主耶稣是把自己用大祭司的身份把自己献上的。
Lord Jesus offered himself in the role of a high priest.
那这个我们比较可以了解。
And these are things that we can relate to more.
那怎么说这个幔子是他的身体？
But how come it says here that the veil is his flesh?
这个就是我们需要去 转换的一个观念。
This is a concept that we need to kind of understand.
所以我们对会幕呢，应该一个简单的概念啊。
So we need to have a basic understanding of the tabernacle.
那这里既然谈到了啊，耶稣基督呢是这个幔子，就是他的身体是这个幔子。
Here it talks about Lord Jesus, his flesh being the veil.
那怎么跟他转换过去成他的救恩？
And how does it change into becoming his salvation? This is a very important matter in regards to salvation.
那首先呢，我们要查考的，就是幔子的由来。
And so first we want to study the origin of the veil.
以及这个幔子到底它代表什么意义。
And what the veil represents and means.
我想我们本位的信徒大概都很清楚。
I think most of our believers do already know.
一讲到幔子呢，我就一讲想到会幕。
When we talk about the veil, we think about the tabernacle.
也就是摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及的时候。
Which is when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
就在旷野，在西南山下呢，建造一个会幕。
They built a tabernacle beneath Mount Sinai.
神借着十大灾殃把以色列百姓带出来。
God, through the 10 plagues, brought the Israelites out.
然后到西乃山下来颁布律法。
And at the foot of Mount Sinai, he presented the commandments.
已经在开始这个过程当中，这个行程当中，已经开始受到他们对神律法的那种强烈性的接受啊，接受度。
This had already started the process of the acceptance of God's people to the laws.
所以先让他们碰到苦水的艰难。
And then they encountered the trials of the bitter water.
然后才给他们以琳的甘甜。
And they gave him the sweetness of Elim.
让他们饥饿，然后才领受玛拿。
And then when they were hungry, they received manna.
又从战争当中来领受到依靠神。
And from battles and war, they received a reliance upon God.
所以一来到西乃山下。
So right when they got approached the foot of the Mount Sinai.
第一件颁布就是四条诫命。
The first thing was the Ten Commandments were given.
它完全是要塑造一个伦理性的一个这个民族啊，很有伦理的，就是那个伦理道德。
He was establishing a people with morals.
但是要把这个伦理道德建立在宗教信仰上面。
And good conduct and establish upon the religious faith.
那因此呢？他就先设立这么一个拜神的一个场所。
Thus they established this place to worship God.
那主要看他建立这个会幕的过程，哇，那很复杂，非常多。
Study the process of building the tabernacle. It's quite complicated. There's a lot of things that happen.
我们就直接来看二十六章。
So let's look at Exodus 26.
出埃及记二十六章。
Exodus 26.
二十六章的三十一节。
Exodus 26 verse 31。
我们也要一直要看到三十四节。
31 to 34。
他这里说，你要用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和捻的细麻织幔子，以巧匠的手绣上基路伯，把幔子挂在四根包金的皂荚木柱子上，柱子上当有金钩，柱子安在四个带卯的。银座上，三十三节。
33。
要使幔子垂在钩子下，把法柜抬进幔子内。这幔子要将圣所和至圣所隔开。三十四节。
34。
又把施恩座安在至圣所内的法柜上。三十五节。
35。
把桌子放在幔子外，帐幕的北面，把灯台安在帐幕的南面，彼此相对。这一段呢？就把整个这个帐幕呢写得非常清楚。
This passage describes clearly about the things in the tabernacle.
我们要注意到一件事情。
We need to pay attention to one thing.
在整个崇拜中心。
That in this worship center,
它有所谓的会幕跟帐幕 meeting, tent of the meeting and tabernacle, 会幕跟帐幕的区隔。
They have a separation between the tent of meeting and a tabernacle.
因为加上外围的环境这个围墙。
And added upon it is the wall surrounding.
就称作会幕。
And that
tent of meeting.
And that whole area is called the tent of meeting.
那中间这个拜神的幔子这里面的第二个单这个第二个团那个区域啊。
And the second boundary, the second area for worshiping God,
就称作帐幕。
Is termed the tabernacle.
它就分成等把整个这个会幕分成三个单元了。
And so this tent of meeting is separated into three different areas. The outer area is to be cleansed.
进门之后,
so after you enter through the gates,
献祭在那个祭坛上,
you have to make offerings on the on, you have to make offerings.
这个就是洁净,
this is to
cleanse.
And second is the basin for washing. And so that area is focused on cleanliness. And when they enter into the tent of meeting, the first part is the holy place. And the latter part is the holiest place. And in the holy place, there are three items, including the lampstand,
献这个饼的这个陈设桌一个桌子
and showbread and table
长设的桌子 那加上一个金香炉
and as well as the
一个香炉 烧香
the incense
那这样呢 这个区就有三样东西
and so this area had three items
那往里面都进去的时候
and as you enter in
只有一样东西
there's only one item
就是这个约柜
which is the Ark of Testimony
那么就在约柜跟前面这三中间
And between the Ark and Testimony and these three items, there was a veil that separated them. I believe that the Israelites probably did not think that the veil was so important. They probably treated it as just an object. Merely separating this holy place to the most holy place.
要献祭的时候,
and every time they were going to
offer,
for normal priests,
and
they would only go into the holy place. Only the high priest.
在每年洁净的时候, and, 洁赎罪祭, 赎罪的日子,
every year at the Day of Atonement,
才能够越过幔子进到至圣所里面,
they would cross through the veil into the Holy of Holies.
那因此呢, 他们已经很习惯这种
Thus, they were already very familiar with this kind of a separation of areas.
如果没有耶稣基督成全律法,
if Lord Jesus did not fulfill the laws,
这些东西就是物质,
these things were merely physical objects.
整个会幕, 整个帐幕, 整个用具,
the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, all the items inside,
包括这个幔子,
including the veil,
它是物质性的,
they were just material things.
就像你今天进到会堂来,
just like today when we enter into the chapel, everything here is material things.
会不会觉得很特别?
Do you find it unique? No.
椅子就是椅子啊,
a pew is a pew.
讲座就讲座,
and the pulpit is a pulpit.
如果这是在挂一个帐幕的话,
and there's nothing fascinating or unique about this building.
在以色列人的观念里面,
so in the eyes of the Israelites,
只有一个看法,
they only saw one, they had one concept, which is that people cannot enter into the Holy of Holies.
一般人不能进到,
a common person will not be able to enter into the tabernacle.
祭司可以进到圣所里面,
but the priest can enter into the holy place.
但是只有大祭司能够进到至圣所里面,
but only the high priest can enter the Holy of Holies.
那因此呢, 就把它当作物质性的,
thus they treated this very objectively.
一两千年来就是这个样子
and followed the same procedure throughout the millennium.
即使今天的犹太人也是一样
and today the Jews are the same
因为他们不相信耶稣基督
for they do not believe in Lord Jesus Christ
他们对 圣殿的看法也是跟物质的观念一样
and they have the same perspective towards the tabernacle
做一种隔绝 做一种隔绝
they just treat it as layers of separation
人就是不能越过去
And people cannot trespass.
为什么人不能进到至圣所里面?
Some may think, why can't people go into the Holy of Holies?
罪的隔绝啊,
and because it's a separation by sin.
那么主耶稣他成全律法的时候,
when Lord Jesus fulfilled the laws,
就出现一件很奇妙的事情,
a very miraculous thing happened.
就是, 当耶稣断气的时候,
was that when Jesus breathed his last,
这个幔子就,
the veil was torn.
那还没完成这件事情之前,
before he accomplished this,
这个隔绝呢, 只能借着血进到里面,
this separation could only be passed through by offering of blood, sacrificial blood.
再回来看希伯来书,
let's turn back to Hebrews.
9章的第七节,
Hebrews 9, verse 7.
希伯来书9章第七节,
Hebrews 9, verse 7.
我们要看到第十节,
until verse 10.
第七节说，
Seven.
至于第二层帐幕，只有大祭司一年一次独自进去，没有不带着血为自己和百姓的过错献上。第八节，
Eight.
圣灵用此指明头一层帐幕乃存的时候，进入至圣所的路还未显明。看第十节，
Verse 10.
说这些事连那饮食和诸般洗濯的规矩都不过是属肉体的条例，命定到振兴的时候。我们为什么要看这三节经文？
Why do we read these three verses?
这个希伯来书作者还有大概 90% 以上大概是一个犹太人。
90% probability that the author of Hebrews was a Jew.
如果不是一个犹太人，从小长大的犹太人，
If he was not a Jew from a young age,
他绝对写不出希伯来书的。
There was no way he could have written Hebrews.
里面太多的摩西的律法。
Because there were too many things concerning the Mosaic law inside the book.
包括会幕部分。
Including the things pertaining to the tabernacle.
包括祭司部分。
Pertaining to the priests.
包括献祭部分。
Pertaining to offerings.
这绝对不是一般人写得出来的。
This is not something that a common person could write.
那么他把旧约跟新约做一个很大的区隔。
And he made a distinction between the Old and New Testament.
他先讲旧约的情形。
He talked about the Old Testament first.
这是我们所看到的这个第七节的地方，
which is recorded in verse 7.
他说第二层帐幕，
he said the second part,
至圣所，
which is the Holy of Holies,
只有大祭司一年一次单独进去。
Only the high priest went alone once a year.
那进去的时候一定要带血进去。
And he had to bring blood inside.
羔羊已经在外面献祭了。
To sacrifice the lamb outside,
要带着血进到里面。
And bring the blood inside.
那进去做什么呢？
What do they do
inside? 就把这些血呢倒在这个这个施恩座，这上面一个约柜上面的位置吧，倒下去。
And they would sprinkle this blood on the mercy seat.
那这样一年一年就这样在做啊。
And they would continue doing this annually.
他说呢，祭司没有不带的，一定会带进去的。
And they would, the high priest would not go without blood.
从献祭带血到倒血。
From the offering sacrifice until pouring of the blood.
目的就是要这个为自己为百姓来赎罪。
The purpose was to atone for the priest's sins as well as the people's sins.
可是这个幔子就隔绝住了。
But this veil was a separation.
这个大祭司可以进去。
Only the high priest may enter.
那就一个很大的区别了。
And they made a great distinction between two areas.
已经讲过耶稣成全大祭司的这个成了级啊。
But we also have talked about how Lord Jesus fulfilled the high priest.
那我们就顺便跟他讲一下。
And so I will
也就是
talk about it again.
这位耶稣基督呢，带着血进去是赎我们的罪。
It is as if Lord Jesus taking his blood went in there to atone for our sins.
他呢用自己的血来除掉人的罪。
He uses his own blood to atone the sins of mankind.
所以能够进到至圣所去。
So that we may enter into the holy of holies.
所以这个你也不要觉得很难。
So don't think of this as such a hard topic.
就是这么单纯。
It's this simple.
带着血，然后越过幔子，
going past the veil,
进去献祭，
going inside an offering.
那就为自己为百姓的错来献上。
And to atone for your sins as well as the sins of the other people.
说为自己和百姓的过错献上。
To atone for the transgressions of the people as well as himself.
只要是血流血的，一定跟赦罪有关。
As long as it has to do with blood, it has to do with forgiveness of sins.
跟洁净有关。
And to of cleansing.
你可以看下面的九章的二十节。
You can also read chapter 9 verse 20.
他说这血就是神与你们立约的凭据。
Says that this is the
二十节。
Covenant, blood of the covenant which Lord God has commanded you. In verse 22,
按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的。
According to law, almost all things are purified with blood.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Without shedding of blood, there's no remission.
所以今天我们会觉得很奇怪。
And so today we may find it odd.
犹太人为什么不会了解这个道理呢？
How come the Jews don't understand this truth?
他们以为用牛羊可以取代他们的罪，可以除去他们的罪。
Why do they think that using lambs and ox they can remit their sins?
但是新约的教会，使徒的教会。
But in the New Testament, the Apostolic Church,
已经看到基督的救恩。
They've already seen and witnessed the salvation of Christ.
所以当主耶稣被钉十字架，
So when Lord Jesus was crucified,
他说成了那一刻，
And the moment he said, it is finished,
那个幔子就除了 特殊的状况。
The veil, something phenomenal happened.
在四福音当中
，in the four gospel books,
有三卷都提到
，in three books it mentioned,
就是幔子是从上到下唰裂开
，the veil was torn from top to bottom.
我们来看二十七章马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew 27.
二十七章的五十一节。
Matthew 27 verse 51.
他在马可跟路加都记载。
And Mark as well as Luke also recorded this.
而且内容差不多都一样。
And the content was similar.
在二十七章五十一节。
Matthew 27 verse 51.
他说：“忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。”我们再看。第五十四节
，and verse 54，
因为五十二节跟五十三节
，and verse 53 and 52 and 53
没有提到
，the other two books not mentioned，
只有提到一小部分
，only mentioned a small portion of it。
那五十四节其他两卷也都提到了
，but in verse 54 was also mentioned in the other two books。
百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震，并所经历的事，就极其害怕，说这真是神的儿子。这些官长、这些兵丁在旁边。
These centurions as well as soldiers，
会幕在圣殿里面。
And the
这幔子在圣殿里面。
The veil was inside the tabernacle。
这三个作者把这两样东西都放在一起。
But these the authors put these two things together。
在这里，他们这三个还没有提到幔子是耶稣。
Here it did not mention yet that the veil was Jesus。
但是留下一个很重要的资料。
But they left some very pertinent information.
当主耶稣头低下去说成了。
When Lord Jesus bowed his head and said, "It is finished."
成了什么
？What was finished?
约翰知道。
John knew.
成了完成了律法。
John knew that he fulfilled the law.
到底成了多少律法？完成了多少律法
？And how much of the law he fulfilled?
约翰只知道洗礼的道理。
John understood the truth of baptism.
因为他是站在历史的前端。
For he stood before that time in history.
我们都是站在历史的后面。
We all stand after that point in history.
可以看到整个这个过程。
So we're able to see the entire process.
他们是站在一个相对的时间点。
But they stood. They were standing the same period in time.
只看到他当时的状况。
So they could only see their situation back then.
所以马太写马太的。马可写马可的
，So Matthew wrote from his perspective, and Luke
约翰写约翰的
，and Mark and John wrote from their perspectives.
我们是在整个历史的后面。
But it's not the same for us. We all stand past that point in history.
他们所看到的
，So all that they have seen，
以及主耶稣所成全的
，and what Lord Jesus has fulfilled，
我们看得非常的完整。
We can see it very complete.
所以我们就可以把这东西都集中起来来了解。
And so that way we can gather all of this information and understand.
这里说。幔子呢，从上到下裂为两半。
Says here that the veil was torn in two from top to bottom.
这是马太、马可、路加写的。
This is written in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
希伯来说作者怎么讲
？And the author of Hebrews also said.
这幔子就是基督。
That the veil is the flesh of Christ.
你要把这个整个集合起来看才会知道。
And when you put it all together, then you can come to understand.
所以主耶稣的牺牲，主耶稣的流血。
So Lord Jesus' sacrifice and his shedding of blood.
在十字架上断气。
And his breathing his last on the cross.
他完成的东西，完成的律法太多了。
He had accomplished and fulfilled so much of the law.
其中一样就是完成幔子这件事情。
And one which was to fulfill that veil.
那为什么说这个幔子裂成两半
？Why does it say here that the veil split in two?
到底意义在哪里
？What is the meaning behind that?
我们刚才看希伯来书的第九章的时候
，When we were reading Hebrews chapter 9 earlier，
有一句话我们要去注意到。
We need to pay attention to one phrase.
我们回来看九章的第十节
，Chapter 9 verse 10。
我们看九章的从第九节来看。
Let's start from verse 9。
第九节说：“那头一层帐幕做现今的一个表样，所献的礼物和祭物，就着良心说，都不能叫礼拜的人得以完全。”第十节。
Verse 10。
这些事连那饮食和诸般洗濯的规矩，都不过是属肉体的条例，命定到振兴的时候。这里两件事情很重要。
Here's two things are important.
第一个是什么
？First，
说这些拜的事情都不能叫这些做礼这种献祭的事情不能叫这些做礼拜的人得以完全。
First is that these gifts and sacrifices cannot make the person who performed them perfect in regard to their conscience.
以旧约来讲是完全的啊。以旧约来讲
，According to Old Testament, it is perfect.
每年进去献祭就赎罪啊。
Every annually they go in to make sacrifices to atone for the sin.
那是旧约的时期。
But that was in the period of Old Testament.
可是当希伯来书的作者他已经进到新约了。
But the author of Hebrews is already in the New Testament.
他在看到整个这些帐幕会幕的在新约的发展的情形当中。
They're able to see the development of the tent of meeting as well as the tabernacle.
包括献祭的这个过程。
Including the process of offerings.
他下了一个结论呢。
And then he made this conclusion here.
原来那些都是不完全的。
That all of those things were not complete.
也就是说呢，事实上是没有用的。
In other words, it is useless.
只是一个表样，一个样子。
It was merely a formality.
主耶稣还没成全律法之前。
Before Lord Jesus had fulfilled the law, they continue following this model of doing things.
对他们来讲，好像都有完全了。
To them, it seemed perfect.
但事实上，这是一个样子而已。
But actually, that was merely just a form.
这些所有的献祭的果效在什么时候完成呢？
When was the effect of all of this sacrifice and offerings fulfilled?
耶稣基督成全律法的这一刻。
It was the moment when Lord Jesus fulfilled the laws.
所以从旧约来讲，像他们已经赦罪了。
So in the Old Testament, when they were atoned of their sins,
事实上是没有。
Actually, they were not.
但是你说, 没有就是一直有罪吗？
But if you say they were not, then did they their sin remain with them?
不会的。
No.
因为神还是接纳他们。
For God still accepted them.
但是要去等到什么时候？
But they waited until what time?
所以到后面就讲了，这些规矩啊。 都不过是属肉体的条例。
Explains in verse 10 here that all of these things were just fleshly ordinances.
到命定复兴的时候, and命定到复振兴的时候,
that were imposed until the time of reformation.
到一个振兴的时候,
until the time of reformation.
重新完成的时候,
when it was reformed and
耶稣基督的时候,
finished again,
这些全部都产生效果了。
All of these things would be effective.
那些以前做的事情,
all of the things done in the past,
一千年下来,
from century and millennials down,
一千五百年下来,
1500 years passed down,
每次这样做, 每次这样做,
they kept doing the same things.
对当时来讲是对的,
at the time, it seemed right.
但事实上没有,
but actuality, it was not effective.
要耶稣来成全才有效果。
Only when Jesus fulfilled it was it effective.
所以今天如果没有耶稣成全,
so today, Lord Jesus did not all of the things that were done before can be turned over. So until the time of reformation here, time when Lord Jesus came and finished the work.
耶稣基督来了，完成这工作之后，
when Lord Jesus came and finished the work,
马上就把这个完成的这个内容跟我们讲了。
Afterward, explained the content of this to us.
第一个是什么？
What is the first?
就是开了一条又新又活的道路。
Is that he opened up a new and living way.
看十章。
Let's look at Hebrews verse chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews 10.
十九节。
Verse 19.
这是我们一开始所看到的这一节经文。
This is what we read in the beginning.
他说，弟兄们。 我们基因耶稣基督的血得以坦然进入至圣所二十节。20是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。耶稣基督钉十字架断气的那个时刻。Lord
Jesus crucified on the cross, the moment he breathed his last.
他打破身体。His
body was broken.
幔子裂开。The
veil was torn in two.
在表明一个很重要的道理。
To express a very important truth that this way was opened. What used to be separated, closed off. People could not see God.
只有大祭司可以进去,
only the high priest could enter.
那是神指定的,
and that was a place that God was appointed. That ordinary people could not enter.
这个一千年这样下来,
if you think about this from thousands of years down,
这些大祭司跟这些 以色列百姓做比较的时候,
when these high priests compared to the Israelites,
那个比例太少了啦,
this is
比例啊,
too small of a percentage to compare.
几百个吧,
there are probably only about 100 or thousands
以色列百姓有大百姓长期下来,
of them. And then the Israelites and the people of Judah,
他们有多少的, 这些选民啊,
over time, they had so many of the chosen people.
这些人看这些大祭司看到约柜跟神见面,
but only the small percentage of high priests were able to see
那这是,
the Ark of Testimony.
这是什么救恩呢?
So what kind of salvation does this indicate? People are no longer able to see God.
耶稣来的,
but when Jesus came,
打破幔子,
he split open the veil. The veil was torn.
这条路通了,
and this way was open.
人可以直接进去,
and people could enter directly.
跟神见面,
and to see God. This is how Lord Jesus fulfilled the law.
所以他这里讲一句话,
so it says here one phrase.
借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路,
by a new and living way which he consecrated for us.
从幔子经过,
through the veil.
跨过耶稣基督的身体,
that is his flesh.
然后进去见到约柜,
and to go in to see the Ark of Testimony.
约柜就是神的一个表象, 一个表示,
and the Ark of Testimony represents God.
所以他就是说, 这幔子是他的身体,
so the, and here it says that the veil is the flesh of Christ.
因此呢, 这里说, 这是一条又新又活的路,
and thus it says that it is a new and living way that was opened.
没有耶稣基督的钉十字架,
without Lord Jesus sacrificing himself on the cross,
受这么一个很严酷的刑罚,
going through such a difficult and punishing,
而且按照神所预定的,
crucifixion,
流出血, 流出水,
and according to God's appointed time, he bled. Blood and water came out of him.
不会打开,
without all of that, the veil would not be broken, and people could not enter. So today we received the living baptism.
在活水当中洗礼,
we were baptized in living water.
有血有水,
we see the water and the blood.
借着耶稣基督, 跨过耶稣基督,
through a Lord Jesus, through his flesh,
啊, 经过他打破的这个幔子进来的,
through the veil, this way that he opened for us.
主耶稣在传道的时候, 也告诉众人,
during Jesus' ministry, he also told the multitudes,
我就是, 啊, 道路, 就是真理, 就是生命,
that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我们来看约翰福音14章,
let's turn to John 14.
这句话不是那么简单可以讲的,
these are not easy words to say.
主耶稣没有成全救恩, 这句话是不通的,
if Jesus did not fulfill his plan of salvation, these words wouldn't be useless.
看约翰福音的14章,
let's turn to John 14.
第六节,
John 14 verse 6.
第六节说, 耶稣说, 我就是道路, 真理生命, 若不借着我, 没有人能到父那里去。 这里有几个重点你要抓住。
Here are some important points that we must grasp.
他说, 我就是道路。
The first is, I am the way.
当然, 真理生命也是指耶稣基督。
Of course, the truth and the life are also pointing to the Lord Jesus.
但是这里说, 我是道路。
But here it says, I am the way.
为什么说他是道路呢?
Why does he say he is the way?
他开了这条路。
Because he opened up the way for us.
以他的身体来开这条路。
By his body, he opened this way.
接着他就讲了,
and he continues by saying,
若不借着我,
except through me.
就是他成全这个救恩,
so it's because he fulfilled the salvation plan. Except through him, no one comes to the Father.
Now,
turning back, when we look at the tabernacle in the Old Testament, today, how many people can enter into the Holy of Holies to see God? We can see it from this form. This is a process in which man comes to see God.
因为从, 会幕的外头,
from the outside of the tabernacle,
你要经过这个, 会幕的外头, 不是, tabernacle, 是,
tent of meeting. From the outside of the tent of meeting,
要先从门口进来,
you have to enter through the gates first,
越过这个洁净的区域,
and going through this area of to purify yourself,
进到侍奉的区域,
and into this area of offerings,
跨过会帐幕,
and going through
幔子,
going through the veil,
然后进到至圣所,
and entering to the Holy of Holies.
这是一个见神的路线,
this is the way to see God.
犹太人他们只这样, 只知道这样而已,
the Jews only knew of this way.
但是我们知道,
but we also know,
这是一个救恩,
this is salvation.
因为我们每个要能够见神,
and for all of us to see God,
不是这只借着牛羊来献祭,
we don't do it through offering of lambs and cattle,
借着这个物质的会幕来洁净,
or through this physical tent of meeting to purify ourselves.
而且能够进去到至圣所这么几些人而已,
or only these few people that are able to enter into the Holy of Holies.
但是耶稣说, 我就是道路,
but Jesus says, I am the way.
真理跟生命是合并的,
and the truth and the life all together.
耶稣是道路, 耶稣是真理, 耶稣是生命,
Lord Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
这一条路耶稣就打开的,
and this way was opened by the Lord Jesus.
不借着耶稣基督,
and except through him,
没有人能够到父那里去,
no one comes to the Father. And not only through his name, but because Jesus had already broken, torn this veil,
人才能够进到里头,
that we are able to go inside.
因此我们如果有这种了解的话,
so if we have this understanding,
我们才会知道说主耶稣被钉十字架,
then we will know that Lord Jesus has been crucified.
是何等的重要,
how important that
我想我今天晚上讲到这里就好了,
was. I think I will speak to here. Because there's also a lot of things I can talk about in the tabernacle that relates to Lord Jesus and his salvation.
再讲下去会超过9点,
and if I keep talking like speaking about it, it will go over time. And so we will come to this understanding here.
因为了解耶稣基督是幔子, 就要用一点心思来想了。
And to understand that Lord Jesus is the veil, we have to ponder this closely.
求神帮助我们,
we ask the Lord to help us
能够明白真理,
to understand the truth.
也了解耶稣基督这种流血钉十字架的意义在哪里。
And to understand the meaning behind Lord Jesus shedding his blood and being crucified for us.
在过去的几讲当中，几次讲道当中，
and in the series of sermons,
我讲到耶稣基督成全是什么？
I mentioned what Lord Jesus was fulfilling. He is fulfilling the high priest. He fulfilled the sacrificial lamb. Lord Jesus fulfilled circumcision. And now we talk about Lord Jesus fulfilling the veil. And next Friday, I still have one opportunity to share.
如果是没有什么影响的话，
And if you have not been
就是要讲逾越节的羔羊,
influenced by it, we will talk about the Lamb of the Passover,
也是耶稣基督所成全的,
which is what Lord Jesus also had fulfilled.
晚上见证到这个地方,
and tonight I will share to this point.
183首,
sing him together, 183.